Okay, we're going to talk about the topic of vestos, different type of vestos, and then I'm going to apply these principles when it comes to roa dam machnas tashmish. Okay, so that's the application, and hopefully we'll see the shitas harishonim, and we'll get the svaras and the nafkanims. Okay, and I want to ask, thank Rabbi Gordon, my chavrusa, who's been very helpful for preparation. These chaburas need a lot of preparation. Okay, so with that in mind, let me start with the different types of vestos. So the most basic type, we've already had previous chaburas we discussed whether vestos are deraisa or derabanan. We paskin vestos are derabanan. But the main thing we want to address is what is a vestos. So on a very simple idea, a vestos is a cycle. And a cycle is something that happens periodically. Okay, so we have to look for some sort of patterns. That's what a vestos is. It's some sort of pattern. Okay. And now let's go through the details of the different types of patterns that we're going to have. So the most simplest type of, if you turn the page, so I have my little chart here. It gives you a little summary of the different types of vestos we'll be talking about. So the one vestos I did not put down, and that's the most basic vestos, and that's called Vesed Haflaga. Vesed Haflaga means that you have an equal number of days between each time she sees dam. Okay? So let's say 30 days, 28 days, whatever it is, every time it's the same number of days. That's called Vesed Haflaga. Okay? And that's the most basic type of Vesed, which all the Rishonim are going to. The reason I didn't put it down is because everybody's going to accept that type of vessel. Okay, that's the, and that practically is the most common vessel. I mean, whoever heard of these other vessels, Lamaisa. Okay, so Lamaisa, that's the practical vessel that we really deal in real life. Okay, the question now is the other types of vessel. So the other types of vessel, I'm going to read right to left. We have what's called Vesed HaChodesh. Vesed HaChodesh means that the dam will always appear on the same day of the month. So the fifth day of the month, or Rosh Chodesh, or whatever it is, every month it's the same day. That's called Vesed HaChodesh. Now, that's already a little difficult to understand. The whole concept of Vesed is we're dealing with the biology here. We're dealing with Mitzias, okay? So the most basic question is, what has the woman's body have anything to do with Rosh Chodesh? You understand every month is different, right? One month, the way our calendar works is one month is Male and one month is Chaser. How does her body know that this month is going to be Male and therefore it's going to appear on this day of the month and that the next month is going to be Chaser and it's going to appear the day before? Like, what's going on here, right? How does that work? So the Shach brings this question down in Kufpei test, in the beginning of Kufpei test, and he brings two shitas harishonim to answer this question. So one shitas harishonim is the Ra'ah, who says, the Ra'ah says that when we talk about Vesed HaChodesh, it means it's Talui on the Molad. The Molad and Rosh Chodesh are not always the same. We try to make them very similar, especially if you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The Molad means the beginning of the lunar cycle, when the moon starts, okay? So therefore, the Ra'ah is saying, it's not Talui on Rosh Chodesh, and we don't care whether the month is going to be Male or Chaser. We're dealing with natural phenomena. We're not dealing with artificial things based on what Bezdin decides. That's how the Ra'ah explains it. And he would, basically what the Ra'ah is saying is that the gravitational pull of the moon will have an impact on when the woman is going to see the Vesed. Okay? So it's not going to be dependent. It's not going to be dependent on the Rosh Chodesh, but rather it's going to be dependent on the cycles of the moon. It's basically gravity of the moon. That's how the Ra explains. So that's a Kiddush. That's not how we most accept it. And therefore, the Shach quotes the Rashba, who says Shipura Garm, the quotes a Yerushalmi, that says, you know what? That, you know, the Halacha changes the reality. So even though we ask the question, what does the woman's cycle have to do with with Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara says. It works. You know, believe in halachic reality. Okay, that's called Shippur Gan. So the quote's a simple Yerushalmi that says a girl was 3 years old and she was Mizana. There was Bia. She was Eishesesh, and somebody else lived with her. But in order to have an Isur of Eishesesh, of Bia's Nus, she has to be royal Bia. She has to be 3 years old in one day. So the year, it was 3 years old. 3 years has passed since her birth. But Bezdin declared that year as an Ibur Shana. So therefore, her third year was an up year because of that extra month. So her physical reality of whether she's royal Abiyah is going to be dependent upon whether Bezdin makes it an Ibur Shana or not. Yerushalmi says yes. So you see from here, says the Rashba, you see halacha is defined based on halachic principles, and we don't really worry too much about the Metzias. Metzias will follow the halacha, whatever way we'd like to explain it, whether you take it in a mystical sense that literally Metzias changes, or in a halachic sense that we don't really look at the reality and we follow the patterns based on the halachic criteria. Whichever way we take it, that's the way the Shach explains it from the Rashba, and that's the standard idea of Eser HaChodesh. So whether practically anybody has it is a different thing, but that's how we're going to take the concept of Eser HaChodesh.
Well, if we pass in the Eser as all the Rabbanan, so does this mean this is a rabbinic?
Yeah, I mean that's a good point, right? That is the Rabbanan, right? And we basically do say it's a little hard for me to continue with that, because if you recall, there were shitas that said even if we hold Vestas the Rabbanan, sometimes it is the Raisa. So I don't want to get into that detail right now. Okay, we're going through the chart, different Vestos. We said Vesed HaFlaga so far, Vesed HaChodesh. We're up to the third kind of Vesed, that's Vesed HaGuf. Vesed HaGuf means bodily functions, sneezes, yawns, burps, any of these bodily functions that occur when the woman has a Ria. So that's called Vesed HaGuf. Then comes Vesera Ones. Vesera Ones means artificially physical external activities that a woman may do or may happen to the woman that will influence her to see the Dom. So she'll jump, she'll do some physical exercise or something, or maybe there's a shock, she'll be in a situation of scare, that she's very scared or something. So if you have external factors that can affect her, and you know these things, you know, everything is very sensitive, so that's called Vesera Ones. Now, if you look at that chart, the X means that the Rishon doesn't hold of it, and I'll go through the Shitas how I know that. Y means yes, X means no, and Murkav means combination. Let me explain what I mean by Murkav. So there's a Machlokus Rishonim by Vesera Ones. The Raza means the Balamor. The Balamor says there's a concept of Vesera Ones. If a woman, every time she jumps, she sees Dom, okay, so that's it. We're looking for Chazakas. So if the woman sees Dom every time she jumps, so that's her Vesed. Vesed, according to the Raza, means anytime she sees Dom in some particular pattern. If you can recognize some way, some association between her Ria's Dom and the cause of the Dom, that's what a Vesed is. So if we can make a connection between the jumping and the seeing of the Dom, so then a correlation, that's the Vesed. Vesed is a correlation. Okay, so therefore if it's done in a regular way, in a pattern, and it's done three times, that's called a Vesed. The other is shown, the Rambam doesn't hold of this, and I'll explain details in a minute. But the other Rishonim say, the Rashba says, there's a concept called Murkav, means if she jumps, that's not good enough. But if she jumps on a particular day, that's Murkav. It's a combination of day and the physical activity, then that is a Vesed. So this woman will not see Dom on every Monday or every first day of the month. But if that day happens to be the day she jumps on that day, then she will see. So that's called Murkav. Okay, that's that group of Shitas. And I'll go through the details of the Rambam in one second. Okay, the most important thing I want to talk about is Vesed Machmas Tashmish, and I'll get to that later, where we're going to view the Tashmish. Remember, it's a physical activity. It's not too much different than jumping, right? So just like if you could have the concept of a woman seeing Dom when she jumps, you can have a concept of a woman seeing Dom when she has Tashmish. That physical activity can induce her to see Dom. So that's a discussion which we have to talk about. Okay. Then another concept is called Ona Beinonis, which is 30 days. All right? All right. We'll have to talk about that as well. And so then,
what does the blank mean? When there's
which means I don't know what he will say in that case, or we'll discuss in a second. Okay.
One more question.
What?
The Markov, is that referring to the interval?
You could have that too, right?
Or the Chodesh.
Right. Either one. Anything. You know. I left out Vesed Adiluk. You have more complicated situations here. Vesed Adiluk is a variation with the other types of Vesed. So the easy case is like this. Vesed Aflaga is every 30 days or every 28 days. Vesed Adiluk would mean, let's say, the first month, first time it's 28 days, then it's 29 days. It's called an arithmetic progression. Every month or every period, it's one day later or one day less. So that's, or you could have 2 days, as long as it's the same amount or some pattern,
prime numbers,
whatever you want. So you could have a Vesed Adiluk, you could have a Vesed Adiluk on the Flaga, Vesed Adiluk on Chodesh, and more combinations, and I didn't put everything down. Okay, but for our purposes, this is plenty of stuff. Okay, so now what I want to do is present at least some of the shitas here and just to give you some explanation, what is this all about? So,
where's the last column?
I left some stuff out. Okay, I'll fill it in. Don't worry. Okay, let's talk about the Rambam sheet. Okay, I'll read the words. I quoted to you the Rambam. I didn't quote all the Rambams here, but if you look on the here, I quote Rambam Hilchos Isurei Bia. We have a couple of Rambams here. So Rambam starts off. Let's see what the word Rambam says. Yesh isha sheyesh la veset. V'yesh isha she'in la veset. We have two types of women. A woman who has a veset, a woman who doesn't have a veset. Ela lo targish ba'atzma ad she'yetz adam. She doesn't have any argasha until the dam comes out. Meaning, if a woman has a veset, she's going to have these hargashos, and I believe what the hargashos are, the physical symptoms the Ram will describe soon in Halakha Beis, that precede the giving of the flowing of the dam. Ve'ein la yom kavu l'riyasa. So a woman doesn't have a veset, you never know when it will happen. Ve'zeu sheyesh la veset, he sheyesh la yom kavu. It's a particular day. So very important words of the Rambam. If you notice on the chart, I put Rambam has an X on every single box there. Okay, because I believe according to the Rambam says the only thing that is a veset aflaga. Nothing else in the world according to Rambam is a veset. Okay. At least I think so. Okay, we'll see what happens. So clearly the Rambam said, okay, hold on. Okay, I'm not. The Rambam uses the keywords Yom Kavua. Clearly the Rambam is not going to hold of any Veset Aguf, Ones, none of that stuff according to Rambam is Veset. Yom Kavua, it has to be day. And furthermore, perhaps I would like to say the Rambam, Dafka even Haflaga, not even Achodesh. Because remember, the Rambam's theory is going to be the concept of Veset is a natural phenomenon, right? You know, he's not going to go like the Shach of Shippur Egarim, like the Rashba, you know, that Halacha is based on, you know, will influence Matthias. He's not going to go like the Ra, it's based on some gravitational pull of the moon. But rather, it has to be something intrinsic system of the woman, independent of anything else. You know, you have in science what's called a control experiment. That means you have to take away all other factors, right? So that's what the Rambam says. You have any external factors, be it Veset Aguf, or be it, you know, Veset Ones, that's all things that are going to change what the true Veset is. That's not really telling you her true Veset that has to work on its own. Just like the earth, you know, revolves around the sun, you have a revolution, and you have the heartbeat, you have some pattern that goes. So a Veset is another biological one of these revolutions, cycles, and we want to know what the cycle is. And therefore, it can't be dependent or influenced by anything else. That's what the Rambam says. That was, I think, according to the Rambam, the concept of Veset. And now the Rambam says, V'zehu sheyesh la Veset. What is a woman as a Veset? Look how he defines it. Sheyesh la yom kavua. She has to have a particular day. O michaf yom lechaf yom. Every 20 days. O michaf dalad yom lechaf dalad yom. O pachos yos. V'kodem sheyavo hadam, and before the dam comes, targish ba'atzma, she's going to have a hargasha. Now, you know that when we start Hilchos Nida, there are three requirements for a woman, the raisa to be a Nida. Number one, has to have a flow from the right place, the uterus. Number two, it has to have the right color. Number three, you need Hargasha. I believe, according to the Rambam, Hargasha is exactly what he describes here. At least these are manifestations of the Hargasha. So if a woman has a flow, she has to know, realize it, and these physical symptoms that she has, and the Rambam tells you, she sneezes, yawns, all these activities, these are just physical manifestations of Hargasha indicating that she has Dam. But that's not a Vesen on its own. Now, we go... Just hold on, please, okay? Now, if you look a little above, I quote to you the Mishnah and Dafsama Gimel. The Mishnah says, Ko isha sheyesh la veset daya shaita ve'elu heina vestos, and these are the physical symptoms that the Rambam calls Hargasha, the Mishnah calls vestos. Mavhekes, umateshes, hosheshes, bifikres, the stomach aches, shipule meya, v'shofas, kimin samroros, oxynosa, you know, heat, she feels fever, whatever these things are. So the Mishnah calls it veset. The Rambam understands they're not independent veset. See, the other Rishonim say they're independent veset. Right? The Rambam said they're not independent veset. They are a combination of physical symptoms that accompany what happens when she really has a veset. Remember, veset, according to Rambam, has to be always talui on a yo. Okay, so that takes care of that. That's why I put an X in the Rambam for veset haguf. Everybody else has a Y. Okay, that's that issue. Okay. Now, let's go to Halacha Hey in the Rambam. Halacha Hey in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol veset shenikva machmas ones. Remember, ones means jumping, okay? Afilu rasa bo kamam pamim, eino veset. Listen very carefully to the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you have a veset based on jumping or external activities, that's not a veset. Shemipneha ones rasa. Because that's changing the true veset of her natural biological cycle. It's external artificial. It's because of the jumping or some other physical activity, it's not the true natural phenomenon.
Just odd, why does he use the language kol veset? Why doesn't he just call it?
Anytime, he's telling you, anytime that the woman, you'll see. No, what the Rambam will say, you mean...
She's using the word veset.
I mean, it's not really a veset according to what I'm saying.
Well, no,
he's saying you may. You'll see the example he's going to give. Well, let's read his example. Okay, so the Rambam says, let's say you have the following situation: shemipnei ha'ones rasa, and the Rambam gives you the case. Kafza v'rasa, she jumps and she sees. Kafza v'rasa, she jumps and she sees. Kabbalah veset liyamin below kvitzos. We ignore the kvitzos and we're just going to look at the days. Keitza. Kafza be'echad b'Shabbos, she jumps on Sunday, v'rasa dam. Ula achar chaf yom, 20 days pass, kafza be'echad b'Shabbos, right? So now you have, again, the same, you know, it's a multiple of 7. 21st day will be Shabbos again, right? Multiple of 7. She jumps again on Shabbos, and she sees dam, v'rasa dam. Ula achar yutes kafza b'yom ha'Shabbos, v'lo rasa dam. And she doesn't see dam. And then she jumped on Shabbos. She didn't see dam. And then she sees dam on Sunday. So her veset is to see dam every 20 days, and we don't care about the jumping. And what Rambam is trying to say is, the jump, if anything, the jumping is ignored. We would have thought the jumping would be part of the veset, but it's not. We don't use the jumping as part of the veset. It's something that is independent of the veset, and it's not part of it. Okay? That's how the Rambam understands it. We cannot use external factors. You see, the Beis Yosef, okay, Mechilas quote Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, clearly the Rambam was not going to hold a veset ha'ones, so he won't agree to the Balamor. But you know what, says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam really holds, like the other Rishonim, he'll hold a veset amurka. The Magid Mishnah says, you don't really know. The Rambam really doesn't tell you whether he holds a murka. And I believe the Rambam doesn't hold a murka, because the Rambam should have spelled it out. He clearly is telling you, no, it's a veset of yamim independent. We just simply ignore. the physical activity, if anything, that just distorts the Vesa. But the Rambam will not take the physical activity into consideration. Okay, so that's what I think the Rambam Shita is. The Rambam is not going to take the physical activities. Nothing external can be part of the Vesa. It has to be purely on its own. Yes.
So to really ask what he does with the Mishnah?
Okay, so the Mishnah I quoted to you was talking about Vesed Haguf. So the Rambam says that's part of the regular Vesed. There's another Gemara, which I didn't quote to you. Wait, can I just finish this? There is a Gemara that talks about Kfitzes, and the way, there are two Lashonos in the Gemara. The way the Rambam will hold like that Gemara is that the Kfitzes is something that will not affect the Vesed. So you have to look at that Gemara, two Lashonos, and that's how the Rambam will learn. Yeah, what's your question?
I'm saying the Rambam is a case. The third time you saw it...
She did not jump on Sunday. She jumped the day before. Yeah, so therefore, jumped, you see the jumping had nothing to do with it.
But you didn't see. What happens if you would have jumped the day before and seen?
It's still not a Vesed.
Why? So why did the Rambam say a bigger Chiddush?
No, he said it before. Look at the Rambam he starts off. He says, we don't care about whether she jumps or not. He says in the beginning, Kol Vesed Shenikma Machmas Ones, Afilu Rasa Bokama Pami, Eino Vesed. He says in the first line, what do you want from him? How many times does he have to say the same thing? Your question, the answer is answered in the first line of the Rambam. Okay, let me move on. Okay, so that I believe... We'll talk about Vesed Machmas Tashmish later. I'll come back to that. That's another Rambam which I was. The Rambam never quotes Ona Beinonis. Okay? I believe it's the same thing. Because the Rambam says it has to be a natural pattern. Ona Beinonis is nothing natural. It's artificial. It's an average. And therefore the Rambam ignores it. Okay? Now, the only Gemara that ever talks about Ona Beinonis is the Gemara Tesvav. So if you look, I quote that Gemara. It's a Mishnah, Ko Anashim Becheskas Tahara Lebalein. What that means is, if a husband went away and he comes back, he doesn't know, did his wife see, did she not see? The Mishnah says you can assume she didn't see. Habayim min aderek neshein lan becheskas tahara. So the Gemara says, skip a couple lines in the Gemara. Amri Shlakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisiya Vehu Sheba Umatza Betoch Yimei Onasa. Now, what is the translation of the word Yimei Onasa? You could say, Sam Rishonim, and the Rambam will say, Betoch Yimei Onasa means her period, her vesed. Rashi says on that Gemara, on Daf Tesvav, it means Shloshim Yom. So Rashi has this big chiddush, and even we paskin lahalacha, the way the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah starts off, a woman who doesn't have a vesed, 30 days is, she has to be kosher for 30 days. Rambam never says anything like that. And the answer is because it's not natural. Okay? The other Rishonim are going to say, we don't care about whether it's natural or not, we look in terms of the seeing of the dam, how it affects how her system works. So therefore, if she doesn't have a vesed, then we have this average approximation that's the closest vesed that we can approximate. The Rambam says you can't use any external approximations. Okay? That's why the Rambam doesn't hold of Ona Beinonis. Rashi has a bigger chiddush. Rashi says even a woman who has a vesed kavua still has to be koshish for Ona Beinonis. Ona Beinonis is this absolute day that every woman in the world will see. So we don't hold like that either, but that is Rashi Shita. That's an extreme. Okay, so we spoke about the Rambam. The Raza is the other extreme. The Raza says everything is dependent purely on the Rias, and therefore you can have a concept of Vesed Ha'ones. You jump and you see. Any correlation, according to the Balamor, is a Vesed. And then the other is shown in somewhere in between, where we need the natural response to be a response, but jumping per se is not good enough, because jumping is completely artificial. So if it's going to be a natural thing like yawning or burping or something physical, natural, that's a vesed. But if it's artificial, they don't know. The only variation is the last column, vesed machmashum. Tosfos says, let's say she eats garlic or she eats some food and then she sees dam. So even though it's artificial because it's because of her physical action, but there has to be some chemical process that takes place. It's not automatic. So even though she's setting up artificially, but because there is a natural process that, so to speak, takes over, that's still called, according to Tosfos, as a natural process, and that's good enough to be called Vesarova. And others don't agree. Okay. So be that as it may, that's the general summary of the shitas. We're going to go like the Rif shita, which is the middle shita, and the Murkav shita. And now, let me, in the remaining time, I want to talk about Roa Dam Machmas Tashmas. Okay, so you have a Gemara, that's the top Gemara I quoted. Tan Rabban, Yud Beis, Amud Beis. So let me, before I quote this Gemara, there's another Gemara which I forgot to quote to you. It's Dab Samach Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. Two lines on the bottom. Samach Hey Amud Beis. Tanu Rabban. Haroa Da Machmas Tashmish. Any woman who sees Da Machmas Tashmish. Now remember, it never says a woman has a Veser or doesn't have a Veser. Even if she has a Veser, any woman who sees Da Machmas Tashmish, even though she didn't check, but she feels it during the Tashmish. Mishameshes Pam Rishona Vishnim Vishlishis. Okay. If this happens three times, then this woman is asked to her husband. Because you have created something. I don't want to say why. We'll discuss what you have created. But the din is, Nikan ve'elach lo tishamish ad shetigaresh. She must get divorced. And then it says, she has to marry another man. V'tinasi la'acher. Get married to another man. If this happens with another man three times, she has to get divorced. Does it three husbands? This woman, Pashto should be asher unless you do this experiment. And we'll check out if that experiment will help or not. If I have time, I'll discuss that. Okay. Bottom line is, let's just talk about the first husband. Three times in a row, whether she has a vessel or not, if she sees Da Machmas Tashmish, she's awesome. Now, let me point out the following. Let's say a woman has a vessel. There's nobody ever said that if a woman has one vessel, she can't have another vessel. Let's say she has a vessel to see every 28 days. And she also has a vessel that every time she sneezes, she sees Da. Okay, that's possible. It's possible for a woman to have two vesed or three vesed, or I don't care how many vesed. No limitation on how many vestas. Is that clear? But what we will assume is if a woman does have a vesed, we will not worry that maybe she has another vesed. We don't have to be choshish for it. But if she finds out that she does, then she'll have to worry about both of those days. Is that clear?
We're not concerned, but then...
If it turns out that it is true, then this woman will have two vestas or three or more. Is that clear?
I'm just wondering, why would we then be concerned? What would be the scenario?
What?
Why would we be concerned that there might be more than one vestas then?
I said we're not concerned. If it happens, right. Okay. Let's say you don't check. But you find out that she does see the dam.
Basically, we're not supposed to check for
it. Right. I didn't say you're not supposed to. You don't have to. Let's use the right language. You're not mechuyev to check. But if, let's say, she did check. She didn't know you're not supposed to check. You know, she didn't learn hokos nida. She was crazy. And she says, you know, I'm going to be super machmir and I'll check every time anything happens. Or whatever the case is, then this woman has a vest. Okay, is that clear?
Yes.
I need this to explain the background. Okay? Okay. So let's say a woman has a vest. A regular Veset Kavur. And it turns out she sees Da Machmas Tashmish. So Pashtus, we're going to say that the Tashmish is like a physical activity. And she's Roa Dam because of like jumping. And therefore, this woman has another Veset. And if it happens three times, she has established a second Veset. Except this Veset you can't solve. Right? So you can't avoid this Veset. And therefore she has to get divorced. Is that clear? So if we assume that vesed ha'ones is a vesed, that jumping can create a vesed, so even if this woman has a regular vesed, but if she sees Da Machmas Tashmish, she has shown she has a second vesed, and she has to get divorced. Is that clear? Yes or no? Okay, good. All right? That's assuming she saw Dam during Tashmish. Now I'll discuss the question, does she have to check or not? Right now, even if she didn't check, but if she sees the Dam, it's clear she has established a vesed. Is that clear? Now, there's already a problem what I said. The Rambam Shita is difficult, okay? Did anybody see any problem with the Rambam? I have a problem with the Rambam. Can anybody tell me my problem with the Rambam?
Wait, being that regarding this versus?
Well, what did I say in the Rambam?
You're saying he doesn't hold by it.
I said the Rambam doesn't hold of vesed ha-ones, right? Or any physical activity. So the problem in the Rambam is what? What's the problem in the Rambam?
This can't be creating a new vessel.
Right, because this is a physical activity, and according to the Rambam, I postulated for you, if I'm right, that no physical activities can create a vessel. But the Rambam quotes lehalacha this din, that I quoted to you this Gemara. The Rambam says if this happens three times, she has to. Why does the woman have to get divorced? According to the Rambam, that's not a vessel. So why are we doing this?
It's not a vessel, but it's.
She's still needed.
So therefore,
every time
in other words, you're right. We won't call it a veset. Right, exactly. It's not a veset, but it's a chazaka. Okay, but that's very important to remember. This is a subtle point. Some Rishonim are going to say, this is a veset. The Rambam and other Rishonim are going to say, no, it's those Rishonim who say that veset ha-onis is not a veset, but they could still be a chazaka anyway. Right? Now, what's the nafka mina? Can anybody give me a nafka mina whether we're going to call it a veset or whether we're going to call it not a veset, just a chazaka? Can you give me a nafka mina? But, I mean, it's during Tashmish itself, so there's no... What do you mean day before? Day before what? Day before you have Tashmish?
Maybe according to them, if it's a veset, you can't even have Tashmish.
Yeah, but everybody would... No, everybody will say, whether you call it a veset or whether you call it chazaka, you can't have the Tashmish because you're sitting going to see dam during the Tashmish. So that can't be the nafkamina. Can you give me another nafkamina? Anybody? What? Yeah. But what's the difference? Look, if we see that this woman sees dam every time she has tashmish, whether I call her a veset or whether I call her chazaka, this woman has to get divorced, right? So what's the nafkamina? I'm asking for a nafkamina. Anybody?
If you incorporate an interval.
Ah, that's the nafkamina. Does it have to be evenly spaced? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, says, if you look when he quotes this halacha, he says, even spaced. They have to be evenly spaced. When we say three times, right, we said she saw Dam Achmas Tashmish three times. How many days does it have to be consecutive 3 days? Or it's consecutive three times? The Mechaber says yes. So if you say it's a veset, yes, it has to be consecutive. But if you say that it's not a veset, even if it's not consecutive, as long as you can show that three times she saw dam, you've created a chazaka, she saw dam. Why does it have to be three times in a row? Or evenly spaced, or whatever? Who cares about automatic? You just say. So this woman, three times she had, it's true, there were times she had beer, she didn't see time, but that's like neutral, that doesn't count. And three times she had beer, she did see, so the three times that she saw will count, and the times that she didn't won't count. Why can't we say that? Okay, I'm going to get to your point in a second, but I don't think, according to the Rambam, if you don't say it's a veset, then I don't think causation is important. You see, if you hold a veset, then you talk about causation. If you don't hold a veset, if you hold a chazaka, I don't care about causation. It's just, do you see or not? That's a chazaka. That's a veset. Chazaka is not a pattern. What's the old joke? I don't know the old joke. Oh, you mean you... Yeah, right.
Okay, exactly. The point is just throwing anything which is offensive to your...
But that's what chazaka is. We may call it...
No, chazaka means that, like, you know, a sure muad.
Look, I don't know. Pashtus chazaka is, if three babies died because of bris milah, that's a chazaka. I don't look at causation. Obviously, we interpret it as that way. But practically, I just look at the facts.
Wait a minute. Three babies over the course of history, or three babies?
Three in the same family. I'll give you an example. Okay. Let's say there were five children, and three out of the five boys died, and two in between didn't. Would you allow the bris milah? I don't think you would allow, just because two in the middle, it doesn't have to be in a pattern, as long as three...
Really works towards that point also.
Right, right. But when it comes to Chazaka, I don't think it has to... Sure, it has to be pattern. It has to be the Gemara compares it to Vesed. If we don't say Vesed, I don't think causation is important. I don't think pattern is important. You just look at the facts. All right, anyway, that's what I think. Whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. All right. Look, it's very meduic in the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says they have to be evenly spaced. The Rambam, who's very meduic, never says that. Okay? So I think that I have a point. All right. Now.
So Rambam would be more machmir than with regards yes, to having to get a divorce.
He's, listen, the Rambam is going to have plenty of chumras if you let me speak. You have plenty of more chumras than the Rambam in a second. Okay. Now, let's now talk about the question, do you have to check or not? All right? Now, here the Rambam has a tremendous chumra. The Rambam says, even if a woman, listen to this, we don't hold like the Rambam, okay? Even if a woman has a veset, the Rambam says she doesn't have to check before Tashmish, but after Tashmish, she has to check. Why? Because the Rambam says, because since the Tashmish is something, she's vulnerable to be seeing dam. Tashmish is something that can bring dam, then you have to check. And has nothing, remember, what do we say in the Rambam? It's not a din of vesed. So even if she has a vesed, she still has to check. Because it's not talui on vesed or not. That will be the second nafka meaning, right? See, if you say it's a din and vesed, a woman who has a vesed doesn't have to check. She already has her vesed. But if you say it's not a vesed, so even though she has a vesed, you still have to check because it's not a din and vesed. You hear? That's the second nafka meaning. You got it? Yes or no? Everybody? Yeah.
The Mechaber and those who go like him, are they talking about a case that she has no vesed?
I'll get to that in a second, okay? But I want to get the Rambam, okay? Is that clear? I repeat again, according to the Rambam, even if a woman has a vesed, she still has to check after the Tashmish because it's not a din and vesed. So if it's not an vesed, everybody has to check. No other Rishon says this. And I believe this is the Rambam Lishitas, okay? Logically speaking, I think the Rambam is the most simplest shita to understand. You just look at the Matthias. Rambam is pure Matthias. It's pure biology, nothing else. Okay? Fine. What about a woman who does not have a vessel? Okay, so now we're ready with the Gemara. This is the first Gemara I quote to you. Tanu Rabbanan, Yud Beis Amud Beis. You have two lines of Gemara. Isha She'en La Vesed, Asura L'Shamish. That woman cannot have tashmish. Ve'en la lo ksuva, she doesn't have a ksuva. Lo peros, she doesn't get peros. Lo mezonos, lo belos. Ve'yotzi v'lo yagzir olam is divir Rav Meir. The opinion of Rav Meir is a woman doesn't have a vesed, can never get married. If she's married, it's a mekach tos. They must get divorced. She loses the ksuva. It's like the end of the world for that woman. Okay? Obviously, we don't hold like Rav Meir. Okay? Because most women today do not have a vesed. And if we would hold like Rav Meir, we'd be in big trouble. Okay?
No, this doesn't apply to menopause, I'm assuming.
No, that's a completely different story. We're talking about natural, normal situation. Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus Omer, Mishameshes b'shnei edim hein ivoseha v'hein tikuner. You have two opinions in the Gemara, Machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus. What does a woman doesn't have a vessel do? Rabbi Meir says, forget it. Don't get married, get divorced, period. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus says, he's a little more mild. He says, you know, she could get married, it's okay. But she has to have ways of checking herself. And these adims are the cloths she has to insert to check herself, they could mess her up, ivuseha, that's ivus. Ivus means something that's going to make her asur. Or tikuneha, they will fix her. They're her solutions or her problems. And let me explain what this means. Now, there is a third opinion in the Gemara that says that this whole shita is only legabe taharos, but for a woman, legabe isra heta doesn't have to worry. And there's a question, machlokis rishonim, how to paskin. Rashi happens to paskin that lemaisa, we go like the mora, who says we don't have to worry about anything, a woman doesn't have a veset, never has to check herself. That's Rashi shita. So lemaisa, how we paskin, I'll talk about in a second, but that's Rashi shita. Okay. So, as far as I'm concerned, there are three possible shitas, and I like to explain. Okay? Rav Meir says a woman doesn't have a vesed is asur. Why does Rav Meir say she's asur? Because you never know. She might see dam. How can you have tashmish? She might see dam any minute. You never know anything. Okay? So, this is credit to Rabbi Gordimer, Rav Meir, svara would be l'shitasa. Rav Meir is choshesh l'miuta. And therefore, if a woman doesn't have a veset, I have to worry, even if she checks herself a minute before, but maybe a minute later she'll see. In other words, you have a concept of a woman doesn't have a veset. You know, you have no control of the situation. It's completely unpredictable. You know, it's not continuous in functions. You have a function, continuous, a differential. This is uncontinuous, completely arbitrary, you know. So therefore, if it's so wild, you know, therefore, we don't know how to predict it. Therefore, she can't stay married. Because you don't know from 1 minute to the next. That's Rav Meir Shita. Okay, got that? Rav Chanina Shita is, you know what? You have local control. In other words, you don't have long-term control, but if she checks herself before, that's like her matir. So for a short period of time, you can, let's say, you have a strong probability she's not going to see Dom. So checking before will help out. Okay? That's Rav Chanina. Fine. What is the third shita? Rashi shita, who calls like Shmuel, who says we don't have to worry about anything. Why don't we have to worry about it? This woman doesn't have a veset, you never know, right? So there are different ways how to explain it. One way to explain it is, you could say, this is a very interesting idea, Rashi l'shitaso. What did I tell you? Rashi holds that a woman doesn't have a veset, there's a concept of an ona benonis. So there's a chakira among the achronim. How do you understand an ona benonis? Do you say it's just simply the most probable day? Or you could say that becomes her veset. Just like a woman who has a veset kavua, she has a veset. A woman who doesn't have a veset, the yona benonis becomes her veset. So according to that, everybody has a veset. Even if she doesn't have her standard veset, she has the, what do you call it? The default veset. The ona benonis becomes the default veset. So therefore, she also doesn't have to check because the 30 days, it becomes like a birur. You don't have to worry because she'll see on the 30th day. You hear what I'm saying? That's the svara of Rashi Shita, like Shmuel, that even if a woman doesn't have a veset, she still doesn't have to check herself.
Why? It seems random. Why 30 days? Why not 25 days?
Average or whatever. However way we figured out the number 30, okay?
Even though, in fact, there's no really...
Halakha says that however way we get the numbers 30, I don't know, okay? Look, you have lots of times 30. Stam Hava 30 days. There are lots of times we say 30... is a stum number. Okay?
My question is why
whatever the number, however way we get the number, okay? Halakhically you define it as 30 days, okay? I don't know, okay? Whatever the marker is, okay? Good. You could say like that, all right? You could say the svara of Rashi is that, or in other ways to say it, let's leave it like that, fine. Now, we have the Rif Shita. Let me discuss... I'll discuss the Rambam. I'm going to get to the Rif. So I told you the Rambam says every woman has to check herself after Tashmish because she might see Dam, nothing to do with Veset. However, says the Rambam, if a woman doesn't have a Veset, she'll have to check herself before the Tashmish as well because the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Chanina. Fine. Is that clear? Good. The Rif Shita. The reason Rif Shita is important because the Machaber, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin is like the Rif Shita. So let's talk about the Rif Shita. Now, the Rif says something very interesting. I'll read you the words of the Rif. First of all, the Rif is Hilchos Nida. The Rif has in the end of Masechet Shavuos. That's where he puts Hilchos Nida. But interestingly enough, this statement of a woman doesn't have a veset, the Rif says in Hilchos Nida, he refers to what he wrote in Ksuvos. Of all places, Masechet Ksuvos, at the end of 11th parak, the Rif tells you halachos about the topic we're discussing of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. I'll read you the words of the Rif. Now remember, the Gemara says, Hein Hein Ivuseha, Hein Hein Tikuneha. Those are the words of the Gemara, right? Listen to the words of the Rif. Says the Rif, Garsinan Benida, quotes our Gemara Nida, Rav Chanina ben Tigunus Omer, Mishameshes Bishnei Eidim, Vehein en Ivusea ven Tikunea. That's the end of the quote of the Gemara. Adds the Rif, something you will not find in the Gemara or any other Rishon. Listen to the Rif. She'im Tishamish Pam Rishon Ashniya Vishlishit, if she will have Tashmish three times, Be'edim, and will check herself with cloth, after the Tashmish. V'yimtza dam al eid shala o shalo. The Rif learns that when it says Shnei Edim, it's not talking about one before Tashmish, one after Tashmish. That's the way other Rishon. He learns they're talking about both after, one for the man, one for the woman. They both have to check themselves. And if they see the dam, Bekol Pam, Harenin Ivuseha. Ivuseha means she's mukzekes to see dam. And they must get divorced. V'yotzi b'lo k'suva, v'ein lo peres, lo mezonus, lo belos. Fine. However, says the Rif, v'im shimsha b'shnei edim, echad lo v'echad la. If three times they have tashmish, and they check themselves, shlosha pami, v'lo nimtza dam, and there is no dam, be'echad mehem, harehen tiku neha, and then she never has to check herself again. Did you hear what the Rif saying? I quoted two Gemaras. One Gemara is, what happens if a woman sees dam? Whether she has a vessel or not, if she sees three times in a row, she's asked to her husband. I quote to you another Gemara that says, if a woman doesn't have a vessel, she has to check herself. It never says how many times. What does the Rif do? He puts the two Gemaras together. It's not Pasha. This is a Chiddush of the Rif. And therefore, says the Rif, if a woman doesn't have a vessel and she checks herself after Tashmish three times in a row, she has established that she is not Ro Adam Achmas Tashmish, and she'll never have to check herself again. That's the Chiddush of the Rif. You will not find that in any other region. The Rif says that, okay? Wait, one sec. Well, let me just finish, okay? So the Rif paskins, like Rav Chanina ben Antignus, that a woman doesn't have a vessel, must check herself, but the Rif has a kula, that as long as she checks herself three times consecutive, and she doesn't see, she's mukzekes, that she doesn't have a vessel machmas tashmish, and therefore she never has to check again after tashmish. Is that clear? And the Mechaber paskins like the Rif. Okay, clear? Is that clear? Yes, of course. Right. A woman doesn't have a vest. Is that clear to everybody? Now, the question, the Rosh has a kasha and the Rif. He says, listen, I understand if three times in a row you check herself and she sees dam, so then you see she's ro'adam machmas tashmish because it's machmas ones, the Rif will go, it's like jumping, or better than jumping. But says the Rosh, wait a minute. But suppose she doesn't see dam. How does that show anything? She just simply didn't see? How is that a vessel in the future? That's the Rosh Kasha. Okay? Anybody? Does anybody want to offer a solution to this problem?
It's not a vessel.
That's the problem. The Rif says it is. How can we show that this... What? Okay, so what are you trying to say? Okay.
But it's not being used to show that it is or is not a vest.
But how does it show? How is it even a chazaka? Just because she didn't see, how is that a chazaka? That's the Rosh Kasha. How is it? Not doing something is not a chazaka. If you do something, that is a chazaka. But passivity is not a chazaka, right? So what does the Rif mean? That's the Kasha of the Rosh. Anybody want to offer a solution? What? The problem is, the Rif holds this tremendous chiddush that if a woman three times says tashmish and doesn't see dam, she checks herself, she never has to check again because she is mukzekes not to see dam. The Rosh says, what kind of a chazaka is that? Not to see is not a chazaka.
No, but the question you're arguing is that the assumption is less like the Rambam.
Okay, I think you're right. I don't think it's exactly like the Rambam, because the Rambam will ignore physical phenomenon, but I think the pshat in the Rif is that according to the Rif, the concept of a vessel is to see how her body naturally responds to external phenomena. So if we can show that three times they have tashmish and her body doesn't respond, then that shows a characteristic of her goof. It's not so much whether she sees the dam or not, but it's a question of how her biological system responds. And we have shown that her biological system is not vulnerable to the tashmish. And therefore, it shows a chazaka on the vulnerability or the inducement of her body. Okay? And therefore, if you do it three times, that shows a chazaka. So it is a vessel. It shows that that woman doesn't have that vessel. So that's the Shita Sarif.
Isn't that passivity the same kind of thing? Meaning to say that her body is.
What are you trying to say? You're arguing my answer?
A little bit.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
If the lack of dam being induced is. You call that passivity, and therefore it's not. You can't make a chazaka on something because something didn't happen,
right?
Than things that did happen.
Right, but if that's only if you're looking in terms of the event of seeing the dam. But if you look at it in terms of her response, then you're looking at her characteristic, and therefore we have shown this is how her body works.
How can a lack of response?
Because you're looking in terms of her body,
how does it function,
right. Not in terms of seeing the dam. It's not the event, but it's the functionality of the body.
So her body functions by not doing it.
Exactly. I believe this is the Shita of the Rif, just bottom line, there is a just halacha lemaisa. You know, if you look at the Sfarim, Lamaisa, they tell you, we go like the Machaber, the art scroll, most Sfarim. Lamaisa, there is a Shah who claims that everybody misunderstood the Rif. The Beis Yosef misunderstood the Rif, the Rosh misunderstood the Rif. The Rif never meant to Paskin like Rav Chanina ben Antipas. I just quoted to you the Rif. The Rosh, the Shach says, why does the Rif quote it in Ksuvos? What's it doing in Ksuvos? Why is it not written in Hilkos Nida in Shavuos? So the Shach says, there's a special din in Ksuvos. If he wants to claim not to pay her a Ksuva, so then they check three times, he has the right not to pay the Ksuva. But are they mechuyev to check themselves? No! The Rif will be mowed that they never have to check. So Lamaisa, the Shach gives you a kula that even according to the Rif, you don't have to check. So some poskim, I know Rabbi Willig is making like the Shach. So bottom line is, it's a question whether we hold like the Mechaber to hold that you do have to check the first three times, or we're going to go like the Shach that we don't. Yeah.
The Shach is saying that this is a recommendation. If he doesn't want to pay the ksuba,
right.
Then the Eitzah is that they should have Tashmish a few times.
No, you can have Tashmish as many times as you want, but do you have to check or not? So they should check, and this way he'll make sure
He's in a position where he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. They're going to be on such friendly terms.
All right, whatever, okay?
Okay.
What?
Let's see your moment.